Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and I am so excited to be talking about what we're going to talk about today. You don't know why, really? Okay, well, first of all, if you're new to the show, hi, I'm Jess. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Some of you have been listening to this podcast before it was the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Shout out to my OGs. This used to be the Simply Be podcast, and then I sold my agency called the Simply Be agency. I rebranded my entire fucking life, mic dropped it, hard launched this whole new identity, and this has been the last, I don't know, year and change of this new world, and I moved to Nashville, wrote a new book called The Light Work, launched the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, launched the Feminine Frequency Business School, which is by far, in a way, the greatest thing I've ever fucking done. It is my 12-week group coaching and certification program, blending business branding, spirituality, feminine codes with the most epic women in the universe. And this podcast is really a place where I get to bring it all together week to week with my incredible interviews with some of the most luminary voices in the world on business, branding, spirituality, all the things, and come on these solos and kind of talk about whatever is on my heart, pun intended. Today and every Thursday is my unlocking series where we take a tiny little key off of my proverbial keychain that doesn't just jingle, but it chimes like a sound bath, like a frequency. You can imagine my little keychain in my spiritual pocket. And I take a key off that keychain. This is at least what I visualize every time I come on the mic for my Thursday episodes, and hand you this key so that you can take it and put it on to your keychain of your spiritual soul and use it to unlock all of the sticky doors that don't want to open because the world has told you you are too much, you are not deserving enough, you're not beautiful enough, you're not smart enough, you're not successful enough, you're not rich enough, you're not happy enough, you're not spacious enough, you're not where you need to be, fuck all of that shit. And we take that key and we open that door and we step in to who we're really meant to be, which is limitless, abundant, beautiful, healthy, successful, impactful, magnetic, magical, aligned fucking women. All right, can I get a snaps for that? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go. All right, so I want to talk today about the heart. Not only because I believe that it is our biggest super tool in our toolkit when it comes to our businesses, magnetizing money, getting our right clients, having impact, feeling that alignment every single day in our lives as much as our businesses. And we're going to unpack all of this today because I really want to talk about how we use our hearts to close the deals, to get our businesses to the level of success that I know you desire, but also because I'm about to go, you guys, to the heart chakra of the world. Yep, I am taking my Seven Sisters Mastermind on a spiritual pilgrimage to this beautiful part of England, about 2 hours outside of London. The town is called Glastonbury, UK, and it is so much more than this witchy little town. It is an other world. It is one of the most sacred sites of the feminine on the entire planet. Many sacred sites across the world, like Mount Shasta and Egypt and Sedona and South America, represent different chakras. And I'm not going to get into all of them today. I want to talk about the heart chakra. Avalon is the heart chakra. It's where we journey to experience sacred union within ourselves, to fall in love with ourselves with all of ourselves, the shadow, the light, the masculine, the feminine, the humanity, the divinity. I'm so excited to be taking my sisters there on this pilgrimage. And throughout my career, I gotta age myself here, you guys. I've been doing this thing called entrepreneurship for almost 18 years. I have found time and time and time again that when I speak from my heart, when I sell from my heart, when I lead from my heart, everything expands. And I think one of the biggest, I don't think I know because I see it in my community and the students in my program and the women that I coach, that one of our biggest blocks around expansion of our business is selling, is the money piece, is the worthiness piece, the cash in the door piece. There's a lot of blocks that we have around how that works. And when we think about selling, like closing deals, it can feel kind of slimy, right? But when we do this through the heart, selling becomes something so sacred. It becomes something so deeply loving. And I want to talk today about how we unlock your heart chakra to close the deals, grow the business without closing off your soul. So we've really got to reframe sales as service. And I write about this in my book, The Light Work, in chapter 8 on money. And I talk about the 8 divine feminine embodiments of abundance. And one of them is service. And I actually say, like, we've all heard of selling as service before, right? It's a no-brainer. But therein lies the pun. Like, it can't come from your brain selling. It has to come from your heart. Because when your heart is open and you're coming from this deep sense of compassion and joy and gratitude to get the chance to do what you do, selling is offering transformation to people. It's actually not asking for money at all. And the heart chakra matters in business so much because we as human bodies, like our physical bodies, I talk about the chakra system all the time, and our vessels being these human containers where our spiritual being gets to come in and have this human experience. It is truly the bridge. The heart is where it actually all connects, right? So our higher chakras, our throat, our third eye, our crown, connect us up into the cosmos. It's where we get the downloads. It's where we channel, right? With our third eye, intuition, our voices, when we speak, when we sing, when we pontificate and we just have words come out like that, in my view, when we're really in alignment, that's coming from a higher, keyword is higher, place. And then our lower chakras, our solar plexus that sits at our navel, that's our personal power, right? Where our confidence and our radiance shines like the sun, that color is yellow. Our sacral, our womb, where we create, our root, where we feel safe, connected to this earth plane that we are here living on within this 3D reality. Well, our heart sits in the middle. The higher three, the lower three are connected at the heart, which makes 7 chakras. This is where trust in your work, your truth is built, as much as how much trust is built in the market for who you are, because people don't buy from you because they like what you wrote or how beautifully branded your website is or how gorgeously packaged your product is. They trust you because they can feel you. They feel like you feel them. And when resonance happens, that sale, quote unquote, becomes effortless. So some signs that your heart chakra is blocked in your business and in your sales specifically. Well, if you fear rejection and clamp up anytime you're about to ask for that opportunity or for someone to come in and join your program or sign up for your services, maybe you are in the business of over-explaining a lot what you do or apologizing for what you do or how much you might charge or how much time things might take in order to do the excellent work that you do. Maybe you feel a tinge of resentment in your heart when someone says no, and I get that that is really hard to overcome. But I cannot tell you how many people have said no to me. And this is a muscle. Your heart is a muscle that you do build as much as it is a chakra and an energy and a frequency. But I will tell you, at this stage in my career, when people say no to me, 9.99% out of 10, I don't feel any resentment at all. I bless it. I understand it. I can love that person enough to not attach myself to what I think they need. All right, my friends, if you are listening to this podcast, I know that you know that the Matrix is bullshit. And yet it has gotten its hooks into so many of us, looping us into stress and scarcity and survival. And I can say this because I speak from deep experience. But here's the truth. Your cells, your body, your systems, your life was built for brilliance, not burnout and fear. It is time, sister, to deprogram the deep programs that have been running your life for most of your life. And Microflow microdose mushrooms is your key. Now, these are high vibe, organic, Reiki infused blends designed to support your nervous system, your menstrual cycle, your psyche, and your physical body in breaking free from it all. Microflow isn't just a magic mushroom microdosing company. Microflow is different. It is a soul technology. It's founded by Christy Nault as the only cycle syncing microdose protocol made for women to balance divine masculine and divine feminine energy on the market. The Exude blend activates your radiance, heart opening, bold expression, and full aliveness. I love to take Exude during my follicular and ovulation phases of my cycle. And then there's Surrender, which softens your system into deep rest, healing, and fertile reconnection. And I love to take Surrender during my luteal and menstrual phases. Now, if you want to tap into even higher states of consciousness, pick up a bottle of Theta with Egyptian Blue Lotus, which Christy says, and I've experienced this personally working with it, is a portal not into 5D realms, but 7D realms. When you use it in ceremony, channeling, ecstatic dance, or breath work, trust me, you are going to have an unforgettable life-changing activation. And when you purchase Theta, you're going to get Christy's full 4-hour guided breathwork experience for free. Microflow isn't about escaping. It's about alchemizing your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your vitality into more freedom. I would not have the life that I have, the business that I have, the team that I have, the body that I have, the marriage that I have, and the joy that I have if it wasn't for using Microflow consistently every single week of my life for the last 3 years. So visit microflowhealing.com now and use code Jessica10 at checkout for $10 off your order. Visit microflowhealing.com today to pick up your blends, and do not miss Christy's free 2.5-hour microdosing masterclass. Your sovereignty begins now. Now, selling from the heart, selling from your feminine essence, looks a lot like holding space for people, not talking so much, but listening more. This is honestly a sales hack. If you ever have a sales call, just take this or leave this. This is a more tactical piece of advice, but you should talk 20% of the time and listen 80% of the time. Most people just want to be heard. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to offer someone in the first place. Even if they never sign up for your program, what a gift it is to simply be listened to, seen, reflected, held. Don't tell them what's best for them. Mirror their desire. Invite them into their next version of themselves by holding a vision for who they could be versus painting the picture of what your offer looks like and what your process entails and the beginning, middle, and end details of what the experience is going to look like. At the end of the day, people aren't buying that. They're buying their transformation. They're buying into the identity that they want to be. And the reason they're talking to you is because they don't know what that looks like yet. So be that mirror. Hold the reflection. If you can give them one tiny nugget of what you see in them that they can't see in themselves, from love, from belief, from truth, they're sold. And don't speak from desperation, but speak from devotion. I really believe that our words are wands. They hold a frequency that we often don't realize or take for granted. And that our tone, our vibration, our decibel, our softness, our presence, our devotion to their highest good, not the desperation that we desire for ourselves, is selling from the feminine. And using heart-led language in sales, whether this is in your copy on your sales pages or in your emails or just simply in conversation, can go something like, "This is for you if you are. I see you and I believe you're ready. I created this because I know how it feels." And something that I often do before I launch anything, I get on a phone call, I do a small, tiny little ritual where I touch my heart. I say, "Let my truth meet her truth." I do that before every call. And I honestly use my opportunities in selling to explore, to understand, to get to know her truth and meet her with mine. And you might not close the deal. You probably will. But you'll certainly have a connection to somebody that will never forget how you made them feel. And in my view, that is worth more than anything. So I want you to remember that your heart is your greatest sales strategy. And when you lead from that place, the right people will feel it. And they will say yes, not to you, but to themselves. And that, sister, is why we do it, right? All right, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, thank you so much for being with me here on yet another episode. And I will see you so soon. I love you all. Bye, guys.